I'm Ed Gordon, and this is News and Notes. House Majority Leader Tom DeLay isn't the only politician facing ethics questions. South Carolina's James Clyburn and Mississippi's Benny Thompson, both Democratic members of the Congressional Black Caucus, also have had to answer tough queries in the last week. In 1997, both traveled to the Northern Mariana Islands, a U.S. Commonwealth. That trip, and another a month earlier to the same place by two DeLay associates, appears to have been paid for by lobbyist Jack Abramoff. That's a violation of House ethics rules. House employees cannot accept gifts from registered lobbyists. Abramoff is now the subject of a federal corruption probe. NPR's Farai Chadea spoke with Congressman Clyburn about the ethics inquiry. He insists he followed House rules.
Anything that's over $50, you have to file a report saying who paid for it and the purpose of the trip. And that's what I did. Along with my filing, I attached the letter of invitation. And, of course, when we got this inquiry, we went back to the file and submitted all that to the press. The letter of invitation came from the National Security Caucus Foundation, and it was dated December 17, 1996, and it said that the trip would be paid for by the National Security Caucus Foundation, a private nonprofit corporation.
So how did you feel learning that they apparently did not pay for the trip, at least not initially?
Well, it means that either a member of Congress cannot trust the former chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, or somebody is doing something that they got no business doing.
Regardless of who paid for the trip, and I know that's a big regardless because this is really an issue, why did you go? Is this really of any use to your constituents?
Absolutely. If you recall, what was going on over there at the time, it was this guest worker debate. And I was visited by people trying to get me to support the guest worker program that they had over there in the Mariana Islands. And, of course, the textile people here in South Carolina were being devastated by these things. And so that was the big issue. We went over, we saw what they were doing, and quite frankly, though it looked good, it didn't smell quite right.
Can you just take a second to explain the guest worker issue?
This is where the Mariana Islands were bringing in all these Chinese workers into the island, performing work that I feel would be performed here in South Carolina by our textile industry people if it were not being taking place over there. And there were all those debates going on as to whether or not the Mariana Islands were using almost something akin to slave labor by bringing these Chinese workers in and thereby able to produce textile products much cheaper than we could produce them here in South Carolina. Now, that was the official reason, but quite frankly, as a former history teacher, I personally wanted to go to the Mariana Islands because I had been to Pearl Harbor, and this was going to close the loop for me because I just wanted to see the cemeteries. I wanted to stand on that runway where the Enola Gay took off from when it carried those bums to Hiroshima. So I didn't let them know how anxious I was to go. But when I got the invitation, I was pleased to go just because of World War II. And everything that the Mariana Islands contributed to that.
Now, clearly, this is a historic site, but not everyone does get opportunities to go. When is it appropriate, in your mind, for people who are elected officials to go on these trips versus when it's important for them to, say, go to their home districts? How do you make decisions?
It would seem to me that it's always appropriate to take a trip when the invitation is valid and when the source of the payment meets all the legal tests. And that's what happened here. Now, of the 52 weeks out of the year, I come home every weekend. In fact, my constituents said to me very often, they think I'm home too often. In the last 5 years when these records were taken, I've been out of the country three times, one time to China and two times to Europe. So in 5 years, I've taken three. All of these trips that everybody's talking about, 16 of these trips are one-day trips. Within 24 hours, as I did Saturday before last, I got up 6 o'clock in the morning, flew to Kentucky, and was back in my house here in South Carolina by 8 o'clock in the evening. I did the same thing the week before on a Saturday, flew up to Raleigh, North Carolina, and was back in my house by 6:30 that evening. I don't know if you call that a trip. I went to Mipkin Abbey, spent a day and a half or 2 days with some monks down there in meditation. But because I ate meals there and paid $275, that's being recorded as a trip I took.
Well, let me ask you, Congressman.
Yeah.
Do you think that Congressman DeLay is a victim of bad accounting, or did he actually make some ethical lapses?
Well, I don't know. I have not investigated anything that he did. But I do know this, that none of this is about Tom DeLay's trips. This is about what took place on those trips. I think people need to find out what his two staff people were doing in Mariana Islands when they were there. I've shown them what I was doing. I would like to know why they were there. I would like to know whether or not they did, in fact, negotiate with that government to get a contract from Abercrombie. I filed my reports. He didn't.
So let me ask you one final question. It seems to me, having reported on Washington for many years, that once you open the Pandora's box, all sorts of things are going to come out. Are your colleagues in Congress worried that this is the start of a political witch hunt over issues like trips and gifts?
Well, I cannot speak for my colleagues, but I can speak for yours truly. I have absolutely not one worry in all the world. What I did, I would do again, because I did it exactly the way the law said it should be done. Now, if my colleagues did not do their filings, that's their issue. But Jim Clyburn has absolutely no concerns whatsoever about this, whether it's a witch hunt or not.
Congressman James Clyburn represents South Carolina's 6th District. He's currently vice chairman of the House Democratic Caucus. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Farai Chidea, NPR News.